tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's February 3rd, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Well, we finally made it out of that year-long month of January, and we're now in February, so hopefully things get a little bit better for all of us, but they don't look like they're getting better for Elon. Tesla sales are dropping like a rock in Europe, and it's not just because of Elon Musk. There's an article, of course, by Fred Lambert, our resident Tesla expert, who writes, when we compare Tesla's performance to the same period last year, the American automaker is down in every single market, and it has delivered about half as many vehicles as it did in 2024. Several media outlets are linking this sharp decline to a similar decline in the approval of Tesla CEO Elon Musk in those same markets. So obviously bad news for Tesla, bad news for Tesla shareholders, but it's not just doing poorly in Europe. Tesla's sales dropped double digits in the US, the biggest EV market, California, while others are growing. The California New Car Dealer Association, CNCDA, has released its Q4 2024 report, and Tesla saw its first annual drop in sales ever in the Golden State. If you remove Tesla from the equation, though, the California EV market, excluding Tesla, is up more than 20% in 2024. EV market share now sits at 22% in the state. CNCDA commented on Tesla's performance, quote, things aren't looking so golden for the EV automaker Tesla in the Golden State. Tesla's dominance in the EV market continues to falter as the brand reported its fifth consecutive quarterly registration decline. Tesla's registrations fell 7.8% in Q4 of 2024, contributing to an overall 11.6% decline in 24. The company's market share also dropped by 7.6 points, now holding 52.5% of the ZEV market for the year. Now, remember, this is in spite of the fact that 2024 saw Tesla regain a federal tax credit, which they hadn't had for several years, having hit that 250,000 vehicle cap very early on, and the launch of the Cybertruck, which was the first all-new Tesla product in years. So not really a good sign for Tesla stock. That said, if you're in the market for an EV, there are a ton of great EVs and plug-in hybrids that you can get with 0% financing all throughout the month of February. We've got a list here. We'll have the link to this article in the show notes, and we will be updating that throughout the month. Pretty self-explanatory. Don't need to go into details there. And if you're overseas in Europe, South America, or Asia, BYD's overseas sales have surged to a new record as its global EV plans kick into high gear. The world's largest EV maker is quickly making a name for itself on a global scale, with overseas sales surging 83% last month. BYD is looking for even more market share in 2025. BYD sold over 300,000 new energy vehicles last month, up nearly 50% from January of 23. Like most Chinese automakers, BYD reports NEV sales, including battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrid vehicles together. Although sales were up year over year, they weren't quite as high as the over 500,000 vehicles sold in September, November, and December to close out 2024. BYD's commercial vehicle sales reached 4,092 units, up 793% from January 2023. Of the 296,446 passenger vehicles sold last month, 125,000 were EVs, while the other 171,000 were plug-in hybrids, up 19% and 79% over last year, respectively. Last month, the new Ocean series was BYD's top-selling model, with 145,000 units sold, followed by the Dynasty lineup at 132,000. BYD's Song Plus, both hybrid and EV, was the best-selling model in the lineup overall, with 51,300 sold last month. The low-cost Seagull EV, starting at under $10,000 in China, was the second bestseller, with 41,000 sold last month. Now, we love to see EVs being sold anywhere in the world, regardless of where they are, but China is just one of the countries out there dealing with tariffs. And the United States is getting even more embroiled in the tariff trade wars, with Canada now announcing plans for a 25% retaliatory tariff on electric vehicles coming into the country from the U.S. President Trump followed through on his campaign threat to impose a new 25% tariff on all goods coming from Mexico and Canada, two countries with which he signed updated free trade agreements just a few years ago while he was president. The reason Trump can impose those tariffs and break those trade agreements is due to his use of, quote, emergency powers, which he justifies because he claims Canada and Mexico are not doing enough to stop fentanyl from crossing the border into the U.S. The facts do not support this. Regardless, when listening to Trump's rhetoric around on making Canada the 51st state of the Union, it became clear that the real reason he's putting economic pressure on Canada is due to his wish to expand U.S. territory as part of an ego-driven legacy-building agenda. Regardless, we are now in the middle of a North American trade war started by the U.S. president, and Canada has imposed its response. Canada will begin implementing its 25% tariff on $30 billion in goods imported from the U.S. beginning Tuesday, February 4th. Now, finally, we usually like to end these shows talking about the grid, talking about sustainability, talking about energy in general. Today, we're going to go a little bit different and talk about something a little bit offbeat. AAA still exists, and they've made a new deal with ChargePoint. I wrote this article over the weekend, and I am one of those people who just didn't think AAA was still a thing. And they have more than 60 million members in the U.S. and Canada, so shame on me for not being aware of that. Regardless, it is still worth noting that this is an important deal for AAA and ChargePoint customers. Established in 1902 by nine motor clubs with fewer than 1,500 members, the American Automobile Association today boasts more than 60 million members. For their money, AAA members get discounts on auto insurance, hotel stays, and financial services. AAA's first priority is serving our customers, says Bob Huffman, director of roadside programs and benefits for AAA. By working with ChargePoint, we are able to provide resources and services to our clubs and service providers so they are able to best assist our members when they need us most. The newest arrangement with ChargePoint offers yet another benefit for AAA road trippers, but the initial press release is somewhat light on details, explaining only that the deal covers level 2 AC charging as well as level 3 DC fast charging stations across the US and Canada. Members in need of charging infrastructure can find more information at this link, and I'll provide that in the show notes as well. It's not much in the way of information. Still, when the nation's largest auto club is talking about EVs, it feels like we are moving in the right direction. I wrote those words on Saturday. I still stand by them. And I think it's a, great organization. We're going to invite some AAA guys on the show, see if we can get them in as guests. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss that. And welcome to February. We made it.